because we left off in the previous year, we're discussing the minimum size of a house. We got onto this topic because the previous sukkah was the minimum size of a sukkah. And the Gemara drew a distinction between the minimum size of a house and the minimum size of a sukkah for the obvious reasons that a sukkah is sufficient with a diras arai, temporary dwelling, whereas a house is a diras kevah, needs a permanent dwelling. And that's the reason why a sukkah can be 7 by 7 tefachim. A house has to be dalad amas by dalad amas, significantly larger. So we mentioned the question when we speak about the shiurim of dalad by dalad or 7 by 7, are we talking about a total area? I mean, are we talking about 16 square feet? Or are we talking about an area that literally has a place of dalad amas by dalad amas? Well, then you have an 8 by 2, you have a 16 by 1. Would that qualify as a house for the purposes of mezuzah? So we saw Rambam in the second of the Mamre Kamos, where the Rambam seems to tell us that even if it's called Archa Yes or Rach, even if it's a long rectangle, seemingly 8 by 2, that would also be Chayav in mezuzah. The Rambam's Lashon was, take a look back at the end of the second Mamre Kamos for a moment, the middle of the second line, the ain't sar chalei mishim arko yeso rachbo, hov yeshvel ravei arbaamus l'arbaamus chayv mezuzah. The arko yeso rachbo seems to conjure up the image of an 8x2 type of a structure, and that would also be chayv in mezuzah. So the Rosh, in the third of the Mamre Kamos, understood the Rambam this way, but disagrees with the Rambam. So we take a look at the third of the Mamre Kamos.
Rabbi, in the Rambam, it means quickly, arbaamus b'shav.
Who was that? That was... That's the first case.
The
right, that's how he starts out. First, he starts out without, with that case, a 4x4. And then he says,
that would also be
Chayev.
Right, it seems to be setting the precedent that it's
4x4,
even more, but you could have 4x4 in a circle or 4x4 in a rectangle.
So, okay, so you're already reading the Rambam like the Taz read the Rambam. So, we'll see how the Rush read the Rambam, and then we're going to see how you and the Taz read the Rambam. You might be the right shot in the Rambam. Let's take a look. So, let's take a look at the Rush. So, the Rush in the third of the Mamre Kamos in the back of Masechet Berachos. So, the Rush has all the halachas of Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzos. So, Gassidim B'Sukkah. So, he quotes our Sugya. Tanur Abadim Ba'ish Einbar Ba'amas La Ba'amas Potim B'Mezuz B'Ramachim B'Chulei. Ava B'Sha B'Chol HaSvarim Enksif Kain. Ella Baisha Aimbo Arba Amos. So he says, first of all, there's a little bit of a discrepancy as to what the girsa is. The girsa that the Rush first presents is Baisha Aimbo Arba Amos al Arba Amos. So that phrase, Arba Amos al Arba Amos, may have a certain connotation to it, but he says, don't get so excited about that because others have the girsa Aimbo Arba Amos. They don't have the Arba Amos al Arba Amos. What's the difference? So the Rambam continues. Rav Alfas Goras She Aimbo Arba Amos al Arba Amos. So says the Rush, 4x4. So says the Rush, the notion 4x4 makes it sound like we're taking the number 4 very, very seriously. We're repeating it, you need 4x4. Because, quite frankly, says the Rush, if it's not 4x4, I didn't say anything about 16, if it's not 4x4, how are you going to live there? How are you going to live in a house that's 16 amas by 1 amma? Where you can fit yourself? How are you going to live in a house that's 32 amas by half an amma? So you have 64 by a quarter. I'm losing my higher math already. It means if you're going to tell me that this halach is a function of square footage, says the Rush, it's going to be ridiculous. You're going to undermine the very purpose of Dalad Amas in the first place. So Dalad Amas by Dalad Amas was supposed to conjure up an image of a livable quarters. How is that going to happen? Unless you have an area that's a minimum of literally 4x4, you want to make it 25x4, you want to make it 100x4, that's fine. But if you're going to chop away, you're going to chisel away at the 4x4 square, so then you're going to end up with an area that's not livable altogether. And the Rush says, that's impossible. However, says the Rush, sorry about this, the Rush is saying, unlike what the Rambam said, because what did the Rambam say? So says the Rush, the Rambam was the one who invoked the imagery of an Arko Yesro Rachbo. Arko Yesro Rachbo means 8 by 2, means 16 by 1, means 32 by a half, 64 by a half. That's what the Rambam says, Arko Yesro Rachbo. As long as you got the magic total square footage, the Rambam seems to say it's Chayv and Mezuzah. So the Rush says, notwithstanding what the Rambam says, it's not correct. The arba amos al arba amos ba'ina l'chol l'chosh v'brais b'kam sukkah. Anything that's mentioned in Masech HaSukkah needs to have that ability to draw a square of 4x4. So at least according to the Rush, we have machlekes. I didn't say we're not committed, that's what the Rambam says, but at least the way the Rush understood the Rambam, we have a major machlekes here. What is the issue that they're arguing about? Is this almost like an arbitrary question? Is Dalai Lama's this way, is Dalai Lama's that way? So this may very well be a throwback to the question that we raised at the end of the shiur on Wednesday. We wanted to know, this idea of Dalai Lama's, may Dalai Lama's, is this like a shiur, like called shiuri ha-Torah? This is like a kezayis, this is like a ten tvachim, there's like a love, but these are things that are almost an objective kind of a shiur. Well, no, this shiur shouldn't be understood in a vacuum. The shiur of Dalai Lama's, our Gemara said, where did Dalai Lama's come from? Amokom dira, you have to be able to live there. I'm not taking away, I'm not detracting and saying the shiur is not a shiur d'araisa, and I'm not even saying it's not halach mosh sinai. I'm not even going that far. What I'm saying is that this shiur is not just an arbitrary number. This shiur is rooted in something real life, and even if you quote-unquote met the shiur, but you didn't meet the real life, so then you're ikra chasim and a sefer, you're missing the shiur itself. It's not like a kezayis. A kezayis, a person has to eat a kezayis of food. Would anybody say that, well, you only yotze matzah if you eat a piece of matzah that's shaped like a kezayis? Exactly like a kezayis. If you eat a piece of matzah that wide, and this, no, that's not called matzah. That's like tzanas. He said the shiur of a kezayis is an arbitrary number. It's a volume. You have to have a total amount of what you have to be able to take a kezayis, chop it up, put it into a little schnapps glass, and eat an equivalent amount of matzah. Thus is a kezayis. That's the shiur of a kezayis. When it comes to a shiur of Dalai Lama's by Dalai Lama's, the Rambam, at least the Rush is saying it, is almost treating it like an arbitrary shiur. I don't care whether somebody can live in this. Who in their right mind is going to live in a house that's 128 amos by a 16th of an hour, whatever the number is? He says, you can't live there. It's state in Rambam. But you have the shiur. You have the shiur. You have the shiur. What do you want from me? The same way you have a shiur of a kezayis, you have a shiur of a Dalai Lama's. And the Rush is turning around to the Rambam and saying, no, this is a different kind of a shiur. This is a shiur that has to be an expression, a realistic expression of dira. And if you can't do a dira here, I don't care what your square footage is. At the end of the day, no one's going to buy the house. No one's going to live. No one's going to be able to eat in this house. So that cannot possibly be chayvim. So maybe that's the issue that behind the supposed machlokes, the Ram and the Rush. How do we pask it? And this, I keep on saying, the supposed machlokes, the Ram and the Rush. So we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch.
How does the Rambam pass in regards to
Sukkah
of
Shabbos? Oh, wait, we didn't even get there. Wait, everything we're learning now is only to set us up for a discussion about Sukkah. So okay. We're getting there. Even though the name of the topic is Vayishe Mudala Dalad, we know in the back of our minds we want to hear what the Sukkah story is.
Right.
Would the Rambam say the same thing about
right,
Sukkah?
Right, because if it's a Dira Ra, then it's a Dira's Kevin. You would think
we're going to see. We're going to get to the Rambam in a little while. So comes the Shach. So comes the Shach and the, I'm sorry, comes the Shulchan Aruch in the fifth of the Ramah Kamos. The Shulchan Aruch and Yerodenuch is Bezuz and Sibin Resh Pevav. Starts out with a simple statement, a house that doesn't have Dal by Dal is Potter. But if it has the ability to have Dal Amos by Dal Amos, Afa Pisha Orko Yesra Rachbo, Oshu Ogolo Bal Hezavios Chayov. As long as you can somehow stick in there Dalit by Dalit, even though it's Arko Yeser al Rachbo, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes Chayav, and look at the note of the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam Sham. He's quoting the Rambam. Now, whose understanding of the Rambam is he quoting? Well, we've only had one understanding. We only have the Rush's understanding of the Rambam. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, which is the source, of course, of the Shulchan Aruch, so he says, well, I'm paskening straight out like the Rambam. And whose understanding? Obviously the Rosh's, because we don't have an alternate understanding. So comes the Shach and says, it's true according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a house of 16 by 1, you would be chayv in mezuzah, and you'd be chayv in the mezuzah even with a bracha. That's all true within Dasa Rambam. But says the Shach, I would be nervous to put a mezuzah up there. Not that I doubt that the Rambam would tell me to do that, says the Shach. I'm not convinced that the Rush is not right. So comes the Shach and puts the brakes on the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Shach and the sixth Ram comes and says, V'dasa Rush, she'enu chayv mezuzah, alim kei meruv dal al dal hamas. Ulefi shekosa beveis Yosef, denak tinan ki haRambam. Because in Beis Yosef, he said, we follow the Rambam. Dalo palgalei ela haRush. Because the Beis Yosef presents it, that the Rambam is the pretty much unanimous opinion, the only dissenting view is the Rush. Lo hevi kadal divrei haRambam. Says the Shach, the Beis Yehi said the Shulchan Aruch tilted in the direction of the Rambam. They're so convinced what the Rambam said, and they're so convinced that we follow the Rambam. But now the Shach says, I have to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch's Psaak, because I don't think that the Rambam is the unanimous opinion. Aval be'emes of the Shach, gam das rabbeinu Yerucham b'sof sefer Adam k'harosh. He says, wait a second. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch presented the Rambam as a Vishita, and the Rush was almost a lone view, Das Yachid, not so simple, says the Shach. Rabbeinu Yerucham, so another great Rishon sides like the Rush. Small technical problem, Pesach Halacha, Rabbeinu Yerucham was a Talmud of the Rush. He was a Talmud Muvuk of the Rush. So to say that the Talmud Muvuk of the Rush sided with the Rush, and the Shach knew that, and I'm not sure why he got so excited to find that Rabbeinu Yerucham sided with his Rabbi, I don't know. Kosav, but probably what he got excited about was Shekein Tofsu Iker. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham not only supports his Rebbe, but he reports the fact that the other Rishonim in that generation thought that the Rush was correct. So now the Shach's a little bit of a pickle. Now the Shach says, on the one hand, the Rambam said you have to put up a mezuzah on the 8x2, on the 16x1, on the 64x1/2. If the square footage of the Aramis, you must put up a mezuzah there with the bracha and the Shulchan Aruch paskins away. On the other hand, we have half the Rishonim saying that not to put the mezuzah up altogether. So the Shach, as he does many, many times, plays it very, very safe. Says the Shach, Al Kainira. If you want to know tachlis, what should you do when you have an 8x2 house, or for our purposes, an 8x2 room? Each room is judged by itself. Hopefully, we'll see as we go on. Al Kainira, Deish, the cover below bracha. You should put the mezuzah up. I can't tell you not to put it up, says the Shach, because maybe the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are right, but without a bracha. O Shivrach, with Chila Gam Al Acheres. Or you should make a bracha on another mezuzah. And you should have in mind that the bracha should take effect on this one as well. So whereas, yes, there was a machlekes rishonim, and yes, the Shulchan Aruch was machriya like the Rambam to put the mezuzah up at Toras Vada with the bracha on the 8x2, the Shach is playing it safe and saying, put it up, albeit without a bracha. Now, this is all.
I don't see how you can say that the Rambam thinks 32x1/2. I mean, the assumption of the Rambam is that it's a dira. Like if you built a chicken coop, there's no issue that it's to put up a mezuzah. So the Rambam is assuming that it's a livable space.
So you're right. But the problem is now the Rambam didn't tell us how livable is livable. So you're right. If I have a I over exaggerate for the purpose of dramatization. If you have a 256 by a 30 second, the second Rambam, you're right. No one can fit in there. But if it's 8x2. Maybe you can fit in. Right. It wouldn't be the most comfortable living space. Maybe right. 60x1, I don't know.
Right, so that's what the Rambam is saying. He's saying that, he's assuming that it has to be livable.
Okay. So I'm going to be Michael in my dramatization. But one thing the Rambam is not saying, you don't need 4x4. You don't have to be able to take a box and put it in place it in. That's what the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, and everybody's assuming that the Rambam said. Comes the Taz, and, Azulai, I would say that you're a descendant of the Taz, but he was a Levi. So, and maybe.
My grandfather.
Your grandfather, your mother's son, maybe was
Levi.
You never know.
Okay. Steinberg,
they
said that it might be the Taz.
Except the Taz name was Siegel, but Siegel was
right?
Siegel wasn't really a name. Siegel was not. Siegel just means Scan Levium. Siegel was just a nickname for Levium in the olden days. It didn't mean anything.
He's talking like
as a. Okay, maybe. Okay, yeah, that's really the next. We'll give Shirman Gugul, and we'll talk about that.
Give Shirman one day.
No. Yeah, okay, let's do it. The Taz says. Forget about who you are, who he was. Forget the Taz. So comes the Taz in Yeredeya, and he says as follows. Listen how the Taz presents the sugya. Says the Taz, Kedel Ravea Arba Perish. Listen to what it means, Kedel Ravea Arba Amos. Kedel Ravea Arba Amos Perish. This Tzadi gets stuck in there. Sheyia Godel Kokach, Sheyuchlu Lasos Bo Rivua Mamish Orko Kerachvo Arba El Arba. Arba El Arba, a couple of typos in this one. Says the Taz, when the Rambam used the phrase Kedel Raveya Arba Alaba, we blew it. What Arba Arba meant was not square footage. What Arba Arba meant, it has to be big enough to be able to place a square of Arba by Arba in there. Ube Beis Yosef lo Pirishke. The Beis Yosef didn't think that's what the Rambam meant. The Beis Yosef writes clearly it's square footage. Why? Because you can't blame the Helig Beis Yosef. Nimsha Acharav on his Harosh. Because the Beis Yosef is just following the Rush's reading of the Rambam. V'hatur and the Tur. Not a big surprise, the Tur was the Rush's son. So the Rush and the Tur and the Beis Yosef and the Shach, and everybody thought that the Rambam meant that it's good enough to have an 8x2. Ulefi ha'nireh, says the Taz, it would appear to me The Harambam boy gam kein revua mamish. The Rambam never ever meant it. It's all a mistake. The Rambam never meant 8x2. The Rambam meant 8x4. The Rambam meant 115x4. When the Rambam says orko yes or rach, but all the Rambam meant was is that it could be a rectangle. It doesn't have to be a square. But to say that you don't have to have the ability of placing a square of dal by dal in that geometric design. Lo hayu dvar me'olam, says the Taz. The Rambam never meant such a thing because you can't live there. If it doesn't have dalet by dalet, plus whatever the plus is, you can't live there. So everybody misunderstood the Rambam. So shtetin the Taz, everybody from the Rosh to the Tur to the Beis Yosef to the Shach all misunderstood the Rambam. Uvishas oski be'erechayim v'chasukka, so chisi l'chadish d'avazeh v'esham harachti b'zeh. Says the Taz, when I was learning Chasukah, I came to this realization that the emes pshat in the Rambam is you need, Arko Yasser Rach was okay, 8x4 is good. 8x2 is not going to be Chayim Mezuzah at all. Wow. Taz, that's a lot of guts. He's taking on everybody from Rush, Tor, Shulchan Aruch, Shach, everybody. I'll tell you a secret. The Chazon Ish writes, the Taz is right. But that is what the Rambam meant. There's no way the Rambam could have ever meant that Yechayiv and a mezuzah for less than dollar by dollar. You know why? Because it's not a makom. You said it's not a makom dira. It's not a makom dira. How can you be chayiv? It's not a makom dira. Finish end of discussion.
How about the saying that? What's the chiddush?
That's exactly what he said. And what did the Rambam say? How did the Rambam introduce what he said? The ein sochlem. Because he just got finished telling you that all these funny geometric shapes are chayev. What did he say? He said it's ogul, it's round, it's chayev. It's a pentagon, it's chayev. It's a hexagon, it's a, you name it, it's chayev. And by the way, says the Rambam, and rectangles are zichah chayev. Ain't zichah leimar. Of course a rectangle is chayev. So the Rambam is just going through geometry 101 with you. That's why he's listing off all your possible permutations of geometric shapes. And he says, ain't zichah leimar.
To which you might have an absurd situation the other way, where you have 3.95 amos, and then you have 100 amos, which is...
And you put them according to the Taz. That's right. According to the Taz and the Chazon Ish, and most probably the Rambam, and definitely the Rosh, you put them. That's right. Okay, I didn't say we paskin, I didn't say we paskin Rambam, Rosh, Chazon Ish, I didn't say yet, but we should just be aware that there are two very, very different approaches now in Klal Yisrael. How do you look at Dalet Amos? But Dalet Amos, are you really, really believe that it has to be at least a minimum place of a square? That's the Rosh Hashita for sure. That's the Shach said a Safek, and that's what the Taz says was never even a Safek. And you have the other approach of the before the Taz of the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch following the Ikvos, the Rosh and the Tur, claiming that the Rambam disagreed. Now the question is, how does this play out in terms of Hilchos Sukkah? So came along the Bach. The Bach in Hilchos Sukkah. That's not, you have to keep everyone's family tree proper. The Bach was the Taz's father-in-law. So came along the way the story goes, my only source for the story is I remember it was in Olamenu back in my day. But the way the story goes is that the Taz, when he was all of, I guess he wasn't yet Reb David Levi Siegel, but he was a little boy of Davidol, not even a Rev, he was 7 years old, and he had already outgrown the cheder that he lived in. So his father decided to send him to the Gadol Hador, so he sent him to the Bach to learn. So at the ripe old age of 7, he sat by the Bach. He sat by him for quite a few years. In those days, probably not that much past bar mitzvah. And then the Bach decided that he had a shidduch for his Talmud, for his very own daughter. Now there is a legend, this part was not in the Olamenu, there is a legend that I can't vouch. I wasn't in Europe at the time. This must have taken place in Krakow. The Bach was also in Krakow, and I think the Bach's kept, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember the basic of the Bach. The Taz is buried there also. I don't remember. The Bach is buried in Krakow. So this story must have happened in Krakow, that the Bach felt the time had come for him to marry off his daughter to his prized Talmud. So he wanted to make a little bit of humor out of it. So he said that his daughter is Shein Vidilavona. That was a phrase in Yiddish. She's pretty like the moon. Shein Vidilavona. So the way the story was is that the Taz responded, it's time to Makadish Dilavona, to get married to Lord. That's what he said. I wasn't there. I have no idea what that story happened, but that's the way in the Sfar, I can't say it's from Akadoshim, but in the legendary Sfar, they tell this story. Anyway, but this part is really true, that the Bach, the Paskin, that not only, according to those Rishonim who say that you can get away with an 8x2, because the Bach was part of He was before Taz. Before son-in-law was Mechada, he thought like everybody else thought, that a house could potentially be 8x2. Says the Bach, well, if a house could be 8x2 and that's okay, why can't a sukkah be 49x1? After all, the shear of a sukkah is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So what's the difference? If you're already telling me that hukkah's bias is a function of square footage, so to a sukkah is also square footage. So what's the difference? 7 by 7, what's the difference? 25 by 3, I have to do the numbers right, 49 by 1. As long as you have in there a total footage of 49 tvachim, thus is a sukkah, and that's okay. That's what the Bach said. Not all that different, not all that far from the model of a bias of a dollar by dollar being square footage. That was the Bach said. So the Magen Avraham disagreed with the Bach. Magen Avraham said, and the Magen Avraham is still part of the old school, so to speak. Even if the Rambam said what he said, even if the Rosh's version of the Rambam is correct, even if the Shulchan Aruch is right, that in Hilchos Mezuzah we can get away with square footage, how in the world can we let you get away with square footage in a sukkah? It's impossible, says the Magen Avraham. To tell me that a sukkah 49 by 1 is good enough, the Magen Avraham has your cash. Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. How are you going to fit? How are you going to get in it? Even if you're really, really scared. I guess it must be the beginning of sukkah. So you still, you know, you lost a little weight and you keep having it in the back yet. How's the guy going to fit, says the Magen Avraham? Where's the dira? You want to tell me you're going to build a house and it's 8 amos by 2 amos and bekoshi, you know, it's not the most comfortable setup. You can eat there a little bit, you can sleep there a little bit, you can live there a little bit, mekabel. Once you chisel away at 7 by 7, you know, you can't even get your body into it. Forget about the resruch, it's gone, it's nothing. Says the Magen Avraham, nobody would ever say that a sukkah you can get away with less than a 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So it's interesting, the Magen Avraham is almost picking on the Bach from a technical vantage point. We could add a little bit of a twist to this. We could say that even if you want to tell me that the shear of Hilchos Bayis from Mezuzah is almost like an arbitrary shear, a sukkah is not an arbitrary shear. We know exactly what sukkah corresponds to. Sukkah corresponds to a diras aroi. That's why you need 6 tvachim, you need 7 tvachim. The tanoim are measuring how big your table is. I mean, come on, we know exactly what hilchos sukkah is all about. Hilchos sukkah is not an aroi, it's not a kazayis. Hilchos sukkah is a realistic replica of a makom dira. Albeit a diras aroi, but it's got to replicate a makom dira. How in the world can you live in such a place? How in the world are you going to live in a place that's 49 tefach by 1 tefach? So, over the Magen Avraham, I mean, I don't want to be machrut in the Bach of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is right, that even a niach that the Rambam said what he said in Hukkah's Bayis and Mezuzah, we have no record of the Rambam saying any such thing in Hukkah's Sukkah. That's what the Rubah the Acharonim write, that we cannot follow this Bach. To be make it or let you build a Sukkah 49 by 1, that can't be. It's a Rubah the Paskim write. Now, obviously, who is for sure going to disagree with the Bach? No question going to disagree with the Bach? Son-in-law is going to have to disagree with him, because his son-in-law, the Taz, was the one who said that the Bach is based on the, I don't want to use the word mistaken understanding, but the previous understanding of the Rambam. And the Taz says, when I went to Chasuk, I came to the realization that the Rambam never said that. It could be what prompted the Taz to say this in the Chasukah. It did prompt him. He quotes his father-in-law in the Chasukah, and he says, no, it can't be. There's no way you can have a sukkah that's less than 7 by 7. And then he says, let me go back to the mezuzah sukkah for a second. Let me learn that mezuzah sukkah properly. He says, wait a second. He came to the realization that the shtickle Torah that his father-in-law was built on the Ram and the mezuzah. The whole thing wasn't true. Not the mezuzah, not the Chasukah. So when all the dust settles, how do we paskin, capital W, how do we paskin l'alacha? So in Hilchos Sukkah, no one today is going to tell you can get away with a 49 by 1. That's off the charts. First of all, maybe the Taz is right. And even if the Taz is right, even if the Taz is not right, the Shach said Hilchos Mezuzah is fake in the Dina. And the Magen Avraham said the Bach's extrapolation from Mezuzah to Sukkah is not correct. So nobody today is ever going to build a Sukkah less than 7 by 7. Mamish less than 7 by 7. No one's going to rely on 49 by 1. That's the Mishnah Berurah, hands down, Hilchos Sukkah says. But going back to Hilchos Mezuzah, what will we say in Hilchos Mezuzah? Will we say that for a house or for our purposes, a room, to be chayv in Mezuzah, it is sufficient to have a square footage of 16? Doesn't really matter what the shape is, as long as you can, I mean, I'll concede to you after, but at least fit into something there. If it's 150 by a tenth, that's probably not going to be anything. But if it's 8 by 2, fairly large room, 8 by 2, I could probably still fit in and live bekoshi. So are we going to follow the view of the Rambam, at least the Chumrah, and put up a mezuzah there? Or are we going to completely ignore the Rambam? We're going to say the Taz is right, and the Rambam never said it, and the Chazanish said the Taz is right, and the Shulchan Aruch is not correct. We're not going to follow the Shach, like Fashura. That's already a much, much more gutsy move. How do we paskin in halacha on the shayla? So some people may think...
Why are we drawing a straight line from mezuzah to sukkah at all? I mean... Sukkah's
all meaning mezuzahs. Wouldn't that, like... No, that's true. Because the mezuzah, but a sukkah doesn't mean mezuzah because the diras are
right.
So yes, you're right. That is
diras are right, so it has different halakos than a room that requires a mezuzah.
Okay, so that okay, the question is...
Not because it doesn't require a mezuzah.
Okay. So you're into the Magen Avraham. You're a big believer that we can't draw that equation. Mezuzah and sukkah are too different from one another. Okay.
Yeah. Shurim-wise...
The shurim are different. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. The shurim are different, and therefore a sukkah, you can't get away with the lack of a diras arai. So it's done. You can't possibly be yotzei in something like that. Okay. Whether your lamdus is right, the Magen Avraham's lamdus is right. At the end of the day, I agree with you, lalach. So we're on the same team that the sukkah is not kosher. Okay. But I'm much more interested in chutzpah mezuzah right now. I want to know, bottom line, Rabbi, I have a room that's 8x2. Square footage is 16 amas. Yeah, mezuzah, no mezuzah. Why not? I can show you in any house here, and guarantee if we went a tour to your houses, I will find you rooms like this. I will find you rooms that are 8x2s kinds of rooms, and the question is, should they be having mezuzah or not? So our initial reaction to this topic would be, what's the big deal? Is there another mezuzah? We suffix without a bracha. What do you have to lose by putting another mezuzah on? So I'll tell you what you may have to lose, but we're probably not going to finish it today, what you may have to lose. Let's set the stage for what you may have to lose. The Gemara continues in the 8th of the Mamre Kamos, and discussing all the dinim of Dalet and Talit. It listed off mezuzahs and makken, tumas degoyim, and patir echayim, everything, the derises, the rabbanon, everything, you name it. And the shear is always dal abbas by dal abbas. And in the middle of this discussion, one of the things that was mentioned was, for the purposes of tchumen. So for tchumen, remember we said that if you want to walk past your city limits, so if you have a house within 70 amas, so then the city limits continue for a little bit longer. And if every 70 amas you have another little house, then you're home free. But you keep on going to the end of the world. But if that house there is not really a livable house, it's less than dal amas or dal amas, then the house doesn't count, and then the city limits have come to an end, and the 2,000 amas have kicked in. So comes the Gemara on the top of the back page of the Mamre Kamos. The ain osin also, it's two lines from the top. The ain osin also ibur ben shtei yaros, that if the house is less than dal amas, it can't extend. Ibur literally means pregnant. And the Mishnah says ketzem abenus ayaros, because the Mishnah says that a city can look almost like it's pregnant, like the city basically ends here, but it's got a belly protruding. It's got a house that's protruding, so it gives that off that imagery like a pregnant woman. That's why it's called ibur ayaros. So the ain osin also ibur ben shtei yaros. If the house is less than dal amas, it can't become the ibur ayaros. The afilu kiburgin lamashvirin lei, that we don't treat that little tiny house even like a guard's house. A burgundy is almost like a little hut that people sit in, like the guards, like the watchmen, sit out in the fields. They sit in these little burgundy. And the Gemara tells us in Erevin that burgundy count to extend the city. So Gemara says, wait a second. A house doesn't extend the city if it's too small, but burgundy, which are too small, do extend the city. How can it be? Make up your mind. Is Dal Amas necessary for the structure to extend the city? So Gemara says, that's not a question. Why? A house of less than Dal Amas is not even like Burgenin. Why is that? My taima. Burgenin chazu lemilsayu, the high lo chazi lemilsay. Burgenin are made to be less than dal amas. When you ask an architect, please build me a diagram, build me the plans for Burgenin, it's supposed to be small. Burgenin are not a house. Burgenin are a little makeshift structural makeshift hut that the watchmen sit there for a while. So Burgenin is supposed to be less than dal amas. When you go to an architect and ask for draw plans for a house, if he draws you up a 3x3, you'll fire him, get another architect. Who builds houses less than dal amas? So comes the Gemara and just popped the balloon on dal amas. The Gemara just said, dal amas is not an absolute. Dal amas is only true if and when it should be more than dal amas. If it should be more than dal amas, then you built the 2x2. That's not a house. But if all you were supposed to build normally in the first place was less than dalet by dalet, that's considered to be a structure that can count as a quote-unquote house for the purpose of Chazei Irvin. At Kan Tavir Gemara. So hopefully, Mitzvah, next week we get to the, I can't say $1 million question, but it's $1,000 question easily, as to, does this statement of the Gemara have any relevance to Nuchas Mezuzah? Because what the Gemara just said is, if you have a house, or for our purposes a room, that's supposed to be small, that's how it's made, nobody thinks twice that it's small, Well, that's like a dollar to a dollar amas. According to what I just said, if that carries over to Hilchos Mezuzah, then go home after the happening today and look at all the closets in your house, and any one of them that doesn't have a mezuzah is chayav min haTorah in mezuzah, because so what? It's less than dollar amas, but that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be made. Nobody builds closets more than dollar amas. It's supposed to be less than dollar amas. So what I just said, what the Gemara just said, is applicable to Hilchos Mezuzah. That's going to change everything we've been talking about up until now. So hopefully stay tuned for next week, where don't go run yet to put mezuzahs up there. You may have to by the end of the week, but at least for now, we'll give you a break. Okay, hopefully next year we'll be